Brothers and sisters, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. Great passage and verse from St. Paul, you know, as he's talking about what's coming at the next life. And Jesus at the gospel talking about, what is the kingdom of heaven like? Today I want to think about our body, our mind, and our soul. That because each of them suffers. And I'll show in my own life, my experience when I had my stroke. I always tried to figure out the names, and I know it now. The pain assessment. If you remember the posters in hospitals, the pain assessment. You know, you have the circle with the smile to start with at zero, and then you go to the right, and it's, you know, kind of not happy anymore, kind of distraught, and then it's painful. So there's a pain assessment, and these are the words on one picture. Zero, no hurt. Two, hurts a little bit. Four, hurts a little more. Six, hurts even more. Eight, hurts whole lot. And 10, hurts worst. That's just a little assessment of your pain, right? And then we have it with our own minds, right? And I kind of, when I was thinking about it myself with my injury, I would kind of think the same, I guess, 1 to 10. Like, I was at the point where, you know, it was hard to talk, just dizziness. I wouldn't say I was on the 10 level. The stroke part, the headache, that was a 10 in my life. In my mind, probably 6, 7, 8 somewhere. It wasn't the worst thing ever. Once they put drugs in, that helps, I think, for myself. But in our mind, it's not necessarily just an injury like that. I mean, there can also be anxiety or depression. The things that we're trying to, a doctor's testing, like our cognitive or our emotions to think or reason and remember. So that's one on our physical brain side. And then we have our soul. And our soul, like everything else can be up or down at the feeling part, the emotion part. I mean, some days we might think, man, I feel very connected to God today. I feel like that. Or other times we might feel like desolation, where is God? Why don't I feel that happiness today that I did yesterday? Well, it's because we have souls that are humans, and we have those experiences, and sometimes God allows that. And actually, in my own little assessment, if you will, it was amazing through the stroke process. Like, that was like a 1, 2, or 3 for me, where my soul was, or my faith. Or the physical stuff, or the mental stuff was totally different. And out of that, I would take definitely physical pain rather than your pain in your mind, right? So again, listen to what St. Paul said. When you think about your own mind, your body and soul, where are you? How is it? And then be reminded by St. Paul and then Jesus Christ himself. The sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us.